Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you look at the Great Commission, it's about discipleship. We've turned it into just making
converts. You used to go to church. Now we got to be a disciple?
Well, right.
Why do you have to be a disciple?
That's exactly what Jesus called us to do. Go and make disciples.
So that means that 80% of American Christians who are not picking up their Bible at all.
Not reading it at all.
So how can you actually do what it says? Because he says a disciple is someone who knows and follows my teaching.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Then when Rick Joyner said, he said only 10% of Christians in America, maybe it was even smaller than that, even know what their call is, which means 90% don't even know what their call is. But how, you can't, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make disciples.
That's right.
We need to make disciples. And that, I tell you, this, a disciple is someone that goes out and cares about somebody who knows Jesus personally, who has a real. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is perfectly set up for this generation. And you can be a part of it. If you want to be a part of what God's doing, you want to do something for God, find out what he's doing and just dive in full speed ahead. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is specifically set up. So no matter where you are, no matter what device you have, whether it's a computer or a mobile device or whatever, even if it has a face on it, I guess, you know, but you can do what Jesus, you can learn the teachings of Jesus and you can begin to apply them in your life.
That's
and
right.
Go out and you can do anything and go anywhere.
Yeah. And while you're learning, you can also help others too.
Yeah. This is exciting. It really is. And you can find that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Go to Hello Church and Emmaus Road and find out which pathway is better for you. There's a couple different pathways. Same God, same scripture. And not only that, look at this. Abiding. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not reading your Bible, you don't know this, but this is what he says in John 15. He said, I am the vine, my Father is the gardener. And he prunes every branch that bears, you know, abides in him, right? Mm-hmm. So it could bear more fruit. And everyone that doesn't bear fruit, he cuts off.
That's right. Throws into the fire.
No, is this fire in heaven or is it somewhere else? Because I don't remember.
I don't want to be in the fire.
Yeah. Okay, but he says that the things that he asks us to do, we cannot do unless
we spend time with him.
We abide.
That's right.
You're not going to believe this. We have a simple plan for you. You could start today abiding with God. And if you want to, you can even request a simple abiding kit we have for you right here. But you don't even need that. Right now, this very moment, you can go to iabide.org. Simple plan for you. Because a lot of people, that's great. I want to do that. That's very good. I want to do that. But they don't know how. They don't have a plan. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today. You go there, request it. It'll come right away in your email, and you can begin right away. Like Rose in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to be in Alabama at Church of His Presence with Pastor John Kilpatrick recently, and Rose came up, and give a shout-out to Rose in Alabama. And she was talking about how she's already began to abide with the Lord. We have a short period of time. If you don't know his voice right now, you need to learn his voice,
because
there's so many people going to jump up now. They're going to jump up and say they heard from God. And this is some of the words you're going to hear. You're going to hear the whole prophetic word coming on VFN TV soon that was given by John Kilpatrick just recently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God spoke to him specifically in this dream. And we have 4 months, and then we're going to harvest whatever we choose to do. And it's not going to be good if we don't repent. But if we repent, which means abide with the Lord, begin to live a life, a righteous life, righteous in Christ through his mercy and grace. But hey, if we never pick the Bible up at all, how if the Bible is full of truth, I mean, think about this. If the Bible is full of truth and the enemy is a liar and the father of lies, how are we going to identify that he's lying to us if we don't know the truth?
That's right. Got to know which is which.
It's like Josiah. He didn't know what a lie was until he found the word of God hidden in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go clean that church building out, right?
Look what something we found.
Like. Yeah. And all of a sudden the priest runs out and goes, hey, I just happened to find the scriptures here, right? And when he read them, you know what he found out? I know we got to go to break, but listen, you know what he found out?
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Is it good? God is mad at us.
God's angry with us.
Yeah.
He said, God's angry with us. And it wasn't God got angry because he read the word. He just found out God's emotions that were already going along. He was angry. He was about to destroy a nation. But he stopped it because he understood and he got in the Word. You got to go to iabide.org today. Get your abiding plan. Get on Emmaus Road and become a disciple. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Look at the menu for Hello Church. It drops down. You have Emmaus Road and you choose your path.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.